Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Hey, Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
I always say, have you ever seen me not blissed?
I have never seen you not blissed. Never. Never. And, hey, Dr. Shealy, it's delightful to be with you. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in and talk with Dr. Norm Shealy, you may. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparis.com, usapreparis.com. Justin is engineering the broadcast. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. You can go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And if you'd like more of Dr. Norm Shealy, he's on Hay House Radio. And that's this afternoon, isn't it, Dr. Shealy?
I agree. Everything is in its proper place now.
Yep. And by the way, Dr. Shealy, you and I have been talking about Wi-Fi exposure, wireless communications within our homes, within businesses, you know, stores. Wi-Fi radiation is all around us. Radio frequency transmissions, electromagnetic frequencies. Well, there's a study that suggests that Wi-Fi exposure is more dangerous to children than previously thought. Now, you and I have been talking about this for years. We've been ringing the alarm, and I think people think we're nuts when we say that cell phones are dangerous, Wi-Fi is dangerous. You know, you should not have this in your home, and if you can avoid it, if you operate a business, if you could avoid it, that'd be a good thing. Well, and even when traveling, I've measured Wi-Fi signals in people's home. I can take a device and just power it up, and I can connect to 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 different Wi-Fi networks in a neighborhood, literally, from all around these houses that have vinyl siding, okay, wood siding. The transmission goes right through it like it's not even there, and you can pick it up. You can pick up your neighbor's Wi-Fi signal. You may not be able to log on to the network, but you can certainly see that it's there. Well, what we're finding out, according to this report, is children absorb a greater amount of microwave radiation than do adults. Their skulls are thinner. They're developing. It's more dangerous for them to be in a wireless transmission environment. Dr. Shealy, would you like to comment on that?
Well, there's no question about it. You know, I did a study on just plain electromagnetic output from an electric clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
20 years ago, almost 25 now. And when you put the output from an electric clock will be right up at it about 6 milligauss of 60 cycle activity. In a person who's sensitive, 3 milligauss will disturb their electroencephalogram. So 6 milligauss can cause real trouble. Now, when you're sitting in a normal 8-foot ceiling room with a fluorescent tube over your head, your head is getting 3 milligauss all day. And I've been saying for 20 years that that is dangerous for your brain. To me, the evidence is overwhelming that it doubles the risk of cancer of the brain.
You know, Dr. Shuley, when you say brain cancer, you know, when we think of cancer, we think of, okay, one of the treatments is to surgery, you know, to remove it. That means drilling a hole or cutting a hole or sawing a hole in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, let's face it. You don't want an electric clock even within 3 feet of you in bed. In fact, the electric clock in our bedroom is on the shelf near the ceiling at the opposite across the room from the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 25 feet from, because of being up so high,
mm-hmm.
25 feet from the head during sleep. You don't want a radio or any other electronic device near your head when you're sleeping. One of the things many, many years ago when I first started looking at this, one night I went into the bed and I was checking electromagnetic everywhere, and up at the head of my bed it was like 8 milligauss. Shardy's desk was on the other a wall between us in the room next to that, and she used, back in those days, an electric typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And electric typewriter, you know, through the wall and several feet away was putting out 8 milligauss.
Yes, and I believe you're talking about something like an IBM Selectric typewriter, correct?
Exactly.
Those things really transmit a lot of radio frequency. A massive amount, no question about it. And when you talk about the clock, Dr. Shuley, one of the types of clocks that really transmits a lot of electromagnetic radiation was manufactured by General Electric, and I think it was called a Telcron. I believe that's correct. And it was a small motor inside this clock that would actually move the hands, the second hand, the minute hand, and the hour hands. And that little synchronous motor was based on the frequency of the power line, you know, the 60 cycles. And it would use that 60-cycle AC power from the wall outlet to drive this clock. And it used very little power, and it lasted years and years and years and years. I mean, it lasted a long time. However, the electromagnetic radiation from that particular type of clock was very, very high. And we used to have those clocks in clock radios. So back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, maybe even up into the 80s, analog clocks had those kinds of motors, and radios with the analog clocks had those types of motors. So even though your radio was off, a lot of people had the radios next to, you know, on their nightstand right next to them.
Oh, yeah.
And they were being blasted all night long.
Well, I have one of those analog clocks. it was given to me for my birthday in the mid-60s.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But I don't have it anywhere close. I mean, I love that clock, and as long as you're at least 6 or 8 feet away from it, it's okay.
Now, I have an analog clock in the studio with me right now. It's about 8 feet away, and it looks like a school clock. It's got a black rim around it, a white face, a red second hand, but it's an atomic clock, and it's battery-powered, so it does not have that kind of motor, although it appears like it might be one of those, but it's not. So I guess our suggestion for our class today is if you have an AC-powered analog clock that you've had for a long time, you may want to move that away from where you spend a lot of time. And if you work
well,
at a desk,
by the way, the digital clocks are just as bad.
Yeah, different.
I mean,
even though they look different, they are dangerous as well.
Exactly. Now the one we have in our bedroom is a digital clock. By the way, another thing about this, you want only a red light in your bedroom at night. The green and the white, greenish and, you know, light almost white digital clocks disturb your sleep and interfere with melatonin. Red light in the room does not interfere with melatonin production.
Well, Dr. Shealy, we have in the bedroom a red LED digital clock, and it's as far away as possible. I mean, I don't think it's possible to put it any place in the room that's farther away from our heads. Seriously.
Yeah, well, that's the way ours is. And, you know, it's important. These little things can interfere tremendously with your sleep.
You know, I wonder how many people purchased green LED displays, blue LED displays, because they thought, you know, that's really cool. Look at that. Isn't that great? Because everybody else has red. And red was one of the first LED colors. So there were a lot more, you know, red LED devices that were made in the early days of LEDs. And, you know, now blue is the in thing, the in color, the vogue, in vogue color. Well, I wanted to tell you that I was thinking about this morning. You have trained me, taught me, educated me that I can tell myself to wake up, you know, at a specific time. And I have for, you know, ever since you've told me this, and it's been well over a year now, I can get up, you know, without having that clock. Now, I do set the alarm clock to wake me up just in case.
Right.
Just in case. Okay, but I wake up before it, and I shut it off before it goes off.
Right.
And here's another thing. So, and let's talk about that. Well, let's talk about that now, and then I'll tell you about Ayuti, our dog, who has, I guess she has a clock too, because if I don't wake up, you know, a couple minutes before, I set my clock, my mental clock, to wake up. If I don't wake up. Before she does, our dog, she will come over and just sniff my face, and I can feel the hairs on her chin.
If that's enough to wake you up,
it is. She's very gentle about it. She doesn't yell or bark. She just comes over and just kind of makes sure we're okay. But what I'm saying is, she has a clock too.
Yes.
And I find it fascinating. And her clock is within, you know, a minute or so of my clock.
Well, my dogs are like that both in the morning and in the afternoon. When if I don't feed them exactly at 4 p.m., they start harassing me.
Like, hey, Dad, it's 4. Hey, Dad, it's 4. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I have so many questions for Dr. Shealy. And CHF, Asperger's, anemia, adrenal failure, thyroid protection, acid reflux, fiber.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And in class, we've been talking about electromagnetic radiation. And there's a post on the website, usaprepares.com, if you'd like to go there and click on the link. It will talk about exposures to RF radio frequencies and EMF electromagnetic frequencies and how different types of cancer and low sperm count and other disorders are increased through the absorption of these radio frequencies. And these radio frequencies are all around us. There's almost no escape. And during the break, I just posted a link to a website where people believe that they're highly allergic to the electromagnetic radiation, and they live in Faraday cages. They've made their own Faraday cages, and the windows are metal shielded. The roof is metal shielded. They actually live in a trailer, an all-metal trailer, metal on the top, bottom sides. The windows are metal. And when they go out in public, they wear a tent. It looks like a fashion by Omar, the tent maker, except it's a metallic screen that they can see through, breathe through. But it's like a scarf that covers the entire body. Dr. Shealy, are we getting to the point where we have to start worrying about this, especially if we live in cities?
Well,
it's a loaded question.
You know, there was an article in Time magazine about 25 years ago that talked about a man in some huge landscaper apartment in New York walking out of the bathroom one morning, you know, naked, of course, And he looked out the window, and there was a man on a pole outside the window putting in some kind of electronic device. And that's when I got interested in checking background EMF. And that's when I checked it. And then I started once a year at least checking everywhere. And, of course, I've told it before, but back in the late 1900s, I found in my office there on the north side of Springfield, Missouri, 2.5 to 3 milligauss everywhere with everything turned off, and it was in the parking lot. So a city as small as Springfield, 159,000, has a huge background electromagnetic frequency. And, of course, 5 years before that, Baltimore, I was in one day, and it had 5 milligrams, even when you were riding on the outskirts of the town.
Mm-hmm. 5 milligrams.
Right.
Dr. Shealy, there's a power generation plant on the south side of Springfield.
I've never measured it down there, but I'm sure that's big.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? When you generate power, you have these, they're called generators. And it's like a motor that's being driven by something, either by steam or somehow it's driven, typically by a turbine. And that generator has these huge electromagnets in it, and that's why we have the electromagnetic radiation coming out of these power plants. But additionally, as antennas to help distribute the electromagnetic radiation are the power lines that travel all over the cities. And specifically, I'd like our class to think about this. Now, we've lived on the East Coast, and there are power lines, running up and down each street, intersection. They're everywhere. You just look up, and you know, there's so many of them that we don't even realize that they're there. But just look up. You know, look at your house, class. Look at the power lines that come into your home. And then, typically, if you have overhead power lines, you have a transformer, one of these round cans, a little smaller than a garbage can. But you have one of these transformers on the pole right at your house, most likely, right? Well, how far is that from a bedroom? How far is that from a room where you sleep? And I submit to you that if you live in a city, there's one really, really close, within 125 feet of your house. Seriously. Because that's typically the maximum distance that a power distribution company would set a transformer. They don't want to make it more than 125 feet from your house. So you probably have a power pole 125 feet or closer with a transformer hanging on it right outside your window. Now the question is, how much electromagnetic radiation is coming out of that? A lot. A lot. And you may want to change if you have an alternate room in your house that's farther away from that transformer, or your neighbor's transformer, or your neighbor on the other side's transformer. Think about that. Really, what do you think, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you're right. We turned down when we were looking for our farm 33 years ago. Several farms.
Hold that thought.
Yeah. See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Medical doctor Norm Sheely's with us. And, well, we just lost Paul. Paul was on hold from Canada, and he just dropped off as I was going to put him on the air. But, Dr. Sheely, Paul, you can call back, and we'll put you on the air. Dr. Sheely, you were mentioning that 33 years ago you were looking for a farm, and please share that story with us.
And we turned down two of them because not only the pole for your house, but one of the major, you know, relay transformers was too close. And, you know, we refused to give the permission to the electric company to put anything like that anywhere near our home.
It's amazing how we have similarities in our life, Dr. Normsley. I'll tell you why. When we bought our farm, and you've been to the farm, you've seen, driving over here, you've seen no power transmission stations anywhere near our farm. And that was by design because we drove all around for, you know, a long radius to make sure that we did not have one of them close to us, nor did we have any of those overhead power transmission lines running anywhere near the farm, nor would there be a place where that they could be put in the future. That was really a concern because we've seen farms where they'll put power lines right through the middle of a farm and really close to a house. And as you know, you can take a fluorescent light bulb, you know, a 4 foot or 8 foot fluorescent light bulb, hold it underneath those power lines, parallel to those power lines, and at night you'll see that darn thing light up. So the electromagnetic radiation is so strong it will light up a fluorescent tube held underneath. So just hold that tube, you know, in the center and raise it up over your head and you'll see it light up. I mean, that's how strong these fields are. Well, we were very, very concerned about that. So we did the same thing and we refused to move near one of those power generation transmission or substations. Any of those things. We didn't want to be anywhere near it. Now, additionally, when we lived in Virginia, we had a neighbor who decided to buy some vacant land right next to us. And he needed to have power. And the power company came over and said, listen, we just want to hook into your power pole there, and we're going to run some power across your farm over to your neighbor. And I said, no, you're not. And they said, well, he needs power. And I said, you're not going to put power poles on my farm. And you know, Dr. Shealy, it was a problem. It was a social problem because here we have a neighbor that we certainly want to get along with, but we're not letting him have electricity because they wanted to put more power lines across our field to get to him. And I was not willing to do it. And I said, I'll tell you what. Here's what I will do. If you want to dig up the existing power lines that we have on our farm already and bury them, I'll let you attach the line to that in a specific location. So what they'd have to do is take the overhead wires that we already had, bury them underground, and then connect. And they would not do it. And I said, well, I can't help you then. So I tried to be accommodating, but, you know, that's a permanent thing. Once you allow these utilities to have a right-of-way over your property, they keep it forever.
Yep, I agree.
And
I totally agree. In my opinion, it would save them money in the long run if they put all lines underground.
Hmm.
Because, every winter and every storm, they have power lines that go down.
Right, and they have the tree trimming crews come around every couple of years to make sure that the branches don't interfere with the, you know, the power lines and disrupt them and bend them and short them out and so forth. You're absolutely correct. Well, as you came down our driveway, which is pretty long, it's between 11 and 1300 feet depending on how you measure. There's no power lines.
Right.
On our property. And the reason is because when we built this farmhouse, we said to the power company, we don't want overhead lines. And they said, okay, well, we can do that, but here's what you have to do. We'll provide the electric wire to bring power from the road to your farm. Now, it can be overhead or underground, your choice. But if you want it underground, you're responsible for digging this ditch. So we dug this ditch between 1,100 and 1,300 feet, 3 feet down from the road all the way to our farmhouse. And we paid for that. And we also paid for the protective conduit, the plastic pipe, this 2.5-inch pipe that the wire that their cable was in to protect their cable. And we were willing to do that in order to have underground electric service. The point of all this class is you can request, if you're building a house, that this be done. Because the cost of the power poles and the overhead wire is about the same as the cost of the underground wire and the connection boxes, those green boxes where they join the wire every 300 feet or so. So if you want your electromagnetic radiation held to a minimum, I think that's the best way to do it, Dr. Shealy. And
I'm
then,
totally with you.
And then
you, you know, some electric lines on our property, just, but they're nowhere near the house.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we did, well, maybe we weren't as knowledgeable as we should have been, because at least that's the opinion that the power company has. We told them that we're going to plant our house in a specific location, and they said, okay, then we'll have to be 125 feet from there to put this on-the-ground pad transformer. So they put the transformer, this green box, 125 feet from where the house was going to be. And then I moved the house. I moved the house so it was 200 feet away. And they said, oh, man, that's right on the edge of our limits of, you know, giving you power underground from the transformer. And I knew that. I knew that. So anyway, you can do that. You know, you're not going to make friends at the power company when you do that. But literally, that transformer is farther away from our house than they want it to be. And that was literally by, well, maybe it was by design, Dr. Shealy. Maybe I did that by design. I can't remember.
Right. Well, you know, it's fascinating to me how long it takes people to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes it's too late then.
Let me share another story with you. Now, many, many years ago, back in the 1980s, I was involved in founding a company that manufactured satellite communications equipment. And we invented this device, and we had a patent on it, and it was a down converter. It would convert a high frequency, a gigahertz frequency, from satellite transmissions so that it would be transmittable over a common cable. Now, we would take a couple gigahertz and bring it down to 70 megahertz, which would be transmittable over a common coaxial cable like a cable TV company might use, one of these thin pencil diameter cables. Now, when we built this first device, the first one we built, we put a spectrum analyzer near it, and we found that it was transmitting a microwave frequency. So we put it in a metal, an all-aluminum metal box, and this was about the size of a deck of cards. And it had stainless steel screws all around it. It had a stainless, it had an aluminum top, an aluminum bottom, an aluminum metallic type silicon gasket, very thin gasket, and an aluminum body. So think of it as a Faraday cage, and it was perfect for keeping the electromagnetic radiation from coming out of this down converter device that we manufactured. Well, the cost of this box was really, really high. I mean, it was very high, like $40. Back in 1980. So we decided that we could reduce our costs and make it easier to manufacture if we made it out of plastic. So we made the first one out of plastic, but the electromagnetic radiation came out of this thing like it was really, really it was equivalent of translucent to the electromagnetic radiation. It did not contain it at all. So what we did, and there's a reason why I'm telling you this long story. What we did was we took a 10% aluminum content, 10% of the material to make this plastic, this new and improved one-piece plastic shell. We added aluminum to it, and that prevented the electromagnetic radiation from coming out of this device. So it worked really, really well. Now, here's where I'm going with this. There's aluminum in the air. We are being sprayed with the we're being sprayed with these chemtrails, which have barium and aluminum, and our bodies are uptaking the aluminum. The plants are uptaking the aluminum. The cows are eating the plants that uptake the aluminum. So now we've got aluminum in the air, in our bodies, in our water, in our food. And so now we've got more aluminum in our bodies. Now, my concern is that aluminum is a conductor. Aluminum can make our bodies turn our bodies into an antenna to pick up this electromagnetic radiation. How concerned are you about the aluminum in our bodies and the electromagnetic radiation around us and the effect of the electromagnetic radiation from cell phones, cell towers, to power lines, satellites, all of this with the increased aluminum in our bodies.
Well, I do think that it's worth being aware of. The good news is if you take an adequate amount of vitamin C, you actually can help a great deal because adequate amounts of vitamin C will get rid of the aluminum in your body. So that's a minimum of 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. Now, when you take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, however, you also need to increase at least your B6 because an excess of vitamin C can cause a very small percentage of people to have a certain kind of kidney stone. But that will be prevented if you have enough B6.
So let me see if I've got this right. Are you saying, Dr. Shuley, that the addition of 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams of vitamin C per day will help us excrete the aluminum from our bodies?
Exactly.
Okay. I know this is a huge concern, and yesterday when we're broadcasting and Monday we're talking about the sky and how it was just beautiful, you know, early in the morning, and then we saw the crisscrossing of the chemtrails. Planes don't fly like this. I mean, they just don't fly in these patterns. Well, at least over our farm. And then the sky became, you know, a dusty, cloudy, overcast day. They took a perfectly good day, and you can see the chemicals dissipating and spreading out over the entire cloud. It causes clouds above us, and we're breathing it. And I don't know anybody who says he has more energy than they did 2 years ago. We'll be right back. Dr. Norman Shuley, normshuley.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and class, I'd like to help provide some suggestions with Dr. Shealy's help. Now, in the studio, I have multiple computers, and it surely would be nice to have those computers right next to me. It really would. I've got at least four computers running right now that operate this broadcast, but they're 15 feet away. Okay, I could have them within reach. Boy, it surely would be nice to have that, you know, that front panel USB port where I could plug in a thumb drive and just turn to my right, plug in a thumb drive. It'd be wonderful, but I don't have that because I moved the computers 15 feet away, as far away as I could put them. And they are actually in a cubby in the studio where I can build some doors and make a partial Faraday cage, at least to protect me on the front side so the electromagnetic radiation doesn't blast me. My monitors are as far away from me as they can be. I bought some power switches that have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 power switches on each one of these devices so I can turn off physically. Disconnect the power for every single device that I do not want operational when I'm in the studio. So I have that. And what I'm trying to say, Dr. Shealy, and please correct me if you disagree, that distance is our friend. The farther we can put these devices away from us, the better. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Okay. And the other thing that I'd like to share with you is I have this dilemma. I have a router that I need to see all the time. I need to have it near me in my normal vision path when I broadcast, so I know if I've been disconnected by the network, you know, the telephone company.
Right.
So I know if the internet goes down. I need to know that. Well, I have it in front of me. but this is a wireless router. However, it is configurable so I can shut the wireless component of the router off, and I have. So even though I have a wireless-enabled router, it is disabled. And the way you can do that is you can go into the IP address of your router, and it might typically be something like 192.168.0.1 or 192.168.1.1 or 10.10. whatever. Find out, and you can disable the wireless component of your router, and then what you can do is, I'm sure that your notebook has a connection, an Ethernet connection, and you can have a very simple cable that you can buy on eBay or locally for a few dollars and physically connect your notebook or your computers to your router with wire and help protect yourselves from the electromagnetic radiation that is transmitted by your router. You don't need to have that on. Just use a piece of wire.
I just checked my router. It does sit about 3 feet from me. And as I put the Gauss meter up, it actually is only producing about a tenth of a milligauss, even though it's running all the time.
And now, is... Go ahead.
You know, the little green lights are on, and...
Yeah.
But, and, you know, they blink and all that. But actually, right up at it, it's only putting out a tenth of a milligauss, so it's not contributing anything that I can measure my particular router, but who knows?
Well, in any event, if you want, you can run even a higher speed communication between your devices, like your computers and your router, if you use wire. Faster. It's faster than wireless. So you might want to keep that in mind, class. And we come back, I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy about congestive heart failure and something called old ladies' disease and their heart problems. And that's something that seems to be making the news. And then let's talk about autism, anemia, Asperger's, adrenal failure, thyroid protection, fiber, and Dr. Shealy's newsletter about Roundup. Man, oh man, where do you hear about that? We'll be right back after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Roundup. Dr. Shealy, what you said.
You mean Monsanto product?
That's what I'm talking about. Your newsletter, I've got it posted on the website.
CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.